thought I was a Pisces. Come on, let's make up. Have a little whiff of my poesy.
I hear the sound in a metal way. I feel the power rolling off the stage. 'Cause only one thing really sets me free. Heavy metal, loud as it can be.
Metal. the fuck is going on? Like, slowly?
The Chinese believe there is a god of everything. A god of the sun, the moon, the wind, and rain.
It's hard to imagine, and it may sound absurd, but there's even a patron saint of the incurred.
Guan Di is his name. Guan Di is his name. Guan Yu, Guan Mi, Guan Di. Guan Di is his name. In the mining town of Golik, the year was 1870. The Chinese came to work and rid themselves of poverty.
Then one night it happened. Disaster struck. A rumble from below. The Chinese were stuck. An old Chinaman prayed for the loved ones he so cherished, asking the saint of courage to protect the souls who perished.
Guan Di is his name. Guan Di is his name. Guan Yu, Guan Mi, Guan Di. Guan Di is his name. With flashing red eyes and a flowing white beard, everyone knew he was a god to be feared.
No living creature survived his wrath. Everyone knew not to ever cross his path.
Guan Di is his name. Guan Di is his name. Guan Yu, Guan Mi, Guan Di. Guan Di is his name. Guan Di.
She doesn't have to talk for what I want to do with her. Go on, baby, let's see what's under there. Hey, she's tough.
Maybe she wants to fight.
Or maybe she wants to take us all on. Find them over there, beyond the oasis, towards the green glow.
Tags in for the skyscrapers, a big red-headed 6'9 youngster, and Animal. Collar and elbow into the ropes. Referee Mike Atkins will call for the break. Animal's got that big right hand popped. He's ready. He's got it cocked and ready.
The referee got in the middle of him, forced the break. Jim, I know Luger had a lot to say out here on Folks Grill, but I was in the back again. I understand Sting is still on the phone to a member of his family. He's been getting a lot of messages and a lot of his friends in the dressing room, like the Steiners, Pillman and Z-Man. They're trying to talk to him, trying to give him advice. I know what he better do, and do it quick.
Good leapfrog there by Animal. Drop down. The big man, 300 pounds, up in the air again. Oh, Mean Mark misses with a high cross body. These two big 300-pounders moving around like junior heavyweights. Clothesline by Animal, Mean Mark down, back into his corner. He makes the tag to Dangerous Dan. That massive left shoulder of Hawk has been injured.
Oh!
Good move by Spivey.
You got it, Daddy.
He tried to jerk his arm right straight.
He don't look so bad now, do he, huh?
Tell him, Peter.
He don't look,
I mean, tell him, Teddy.
He don't look so bad now, do he? Do he who?
Thomas Dewey. He almost won the presidency one time.
Mean Mark with a wrist lock on Hawk. The 6'9 youngster with great agility.
Watch this guy. He walks the ropes like a flying Melinda.
He's up on the top rope. Comes down right off the top rope on the shoulder. Well, it's uncanny to see guys like this big redhead, 6'9", 315, the way he moves.
I have seen Pete Martinez walk halfway across the top rope just like a tightrope. It's amazing.
Photographers and writers from all around the world here. Our own Perry White, Dennis Brent, the editor of Wrestling Wrap-Up, the official magazine of World Championship Wrestling, is here documenting this.
Hey, Jim, the floor director has just handed me another message from Gordon Soley. He's saying that he's going to be able to talk directly to Sting in our next segment. I kind of think this is it. Sting's going to give up that title match.
Mean Mark taking down Hawk. Well, Sting is, I guarantee you, he will not void that contract. He will wrestle Flair on February 25th in Greensboro on pay-per-view television. You can call your local cable company now because it's going to happen. Look at Mean Mark up there. My God, for the second time, walking the top rope. Oh, my God, off the top.
He threw it all the way across the ring.
Green plastic watering can for a fake Chinese rubber plant and a fake plastic girl. What you bought from a rubber man. Time for the rubber plants to get rid of itself. It wears around. It wears around.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up, repugnant shit.
Jules, did you ever hear the philosophy that once a man admits that he is wrong, that he is immediately forgiven for all wrongdoings? Have you ever heard that?
Get the fuck out my face with that shit. The motherfucker said that shit never had to pick up itty-bitty pieces of skull on account of your dumb ass.
I got a threshold, Jules. I got a threshold for the abuse that I will take. Now, I'm a fucking race car, right? And you got me in a red. And I'm just saying that it's fucking dangerous to have a race car in a fucking red. That's all. I could blow.
Oh, you ready to blow?
Yeah, I'm ready to blow.
Well, I'm a mushroom cloud-laying motherfucker. Every time my fingers touch brain, I'm Superfly TNT. I'm the guns of the Navarone. In fact, what the fuck am I doing in the back? You the motherfucker should be on brain detail. We fucking switching. I'm washing the windows, and you picking up this nigga's skull.
Your words walk right through my ears. live. That's right, we are live for the third hour of Nitro here on TNT. We're cooking with Ric Flair and DDP, and Ric Flair has taken over this matchup. Kurt Hennig, as you know, fans, came out to ringside right before the break. He has not been involved, but he has been out to lend moral support to Ric Flair, Mike.
Certainly has. Flair totally on the offense. Those patented knife-edge chops, and he drives another one in, has it in the driver's seat.
But Paige, we talked about heart and determination that we saw and seen with Mysterio. Paige, much the same here, Brain. He is not letting... Oh! Ric Flair, face first! I think he lured him in with that face-first drop that time, because he caught him with the back elbow.
Watch Kurt Hennig.
Well, you know, you can't do that. I mean, if you're Diamond Dallas, you can't do that.
No, I mean us.
Because he's got to concentrate on this 13-time former world champ here.
Yeah, certainly focus the key for Paige against Flair.
Whipped him to the far side, tried a hip toss. But Paige caught him.
Oh,
boy.
Spinning neck breaker by DDP. That's just what we talked about. Stay focused on Flair and don't turn your back on him.
Brain, you said watch Kurt Hennig. And that's exactly what Paige did. And it caught.
Right to the jaw of Flair, with his hands to his side. Wait a minute. What the hell is that? That's Randy Orton, kid.
Randy Orton just got
a member of Evolution, Randy Orton. What a rude. Where the hell did he come from?
I love it.
Oh, my God. Michaels up top.
Where's Michaels going to come from?
This is.
No!
Oh, my God, Michaels. What a crossbody turning in midair.
Tell me good news, man.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. He didn't make it.
Fuck!
It was the watch that led him to me, wasn't it? Huh? It seemed a little hammy to me to build the bomb out of my precious retirement gift, but, you know, I figured a sign that said Howard Payne would be pushing it.
I'm gonna rip your fucking spine out, I swear to God.
You're gonna do exactly as you're told.
An explosion. Some kind of an explosion. This is terrible.
Way to go, Jack. Way to go.
Thank you. miss you.
I'm gonna miss you too.
You won't even remember me.
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
for England, James?
No.
Thank you.